So, did Sarah Palin give the delegates what they wanted?
Very much so. I mean, she spoke very much to their hearts and said what they were hoping to hear from her, which was notably incredibly tough on national security, accusing the Obama administration of putting the country at grave danger by being too soft on terrorists. So she spent quite a lot of speech on national security, speaking in tougher terms than I think we've heard from her before.
Our president spent a year reaching out to hostile regimes, writing personal letters to dangerous dictators, and apologizing for America. And what do we have to show for that? Here's what we have to show. North Korea tested nuclear weapons and longer-range ballistic missiles. Israel, a friend and a critical ally, now question the strength of our support.
And there were some chants of Run, Sarah, Run from the crowd as well, weren't there? So what sense did she give as to her future and what her plans for the future are?
Well, she's still giving nothing away. And, you know, at this distance to 2012, which is the question on everybody's mind, you wouldn't expect her to give anything away. You know, the official line that she's still using is, you don't need a title, you don't need office in order to make a difference. And that's a phrase that she's been using ever since she stood down as governor of Alaska.
And it's all very well, Bran Palin talking to a sympathetic audience, but how does she play in general to the American public?
Well, if there is an issue of 2012, and if she does eventually run for that, that's obviously the big question. Can she appeal beyond this extraordinary and undoubtedly powerful rump of disaffected and disgruntled conservatives and appeal to the key people who are the independents and the swing voters, many of whom who swung behind Obama in 2008, but also we know many of whom are now kind of wondering whether that was the wrong thing to have done. So, you know, the question is, by being really tough on national security, by being very much in favor of government low taxes, is that a message that could appeal to sufficient independents to make her a real player? And that's, you know, that the jury's out on that. We just don't know yet.